Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about when you got trapped.
Trapped. Yeah, everyone's getting trapped lately. It's like the thing that everyone's doing it.
It's like it's like just get trapped somewhere. You know, you and I. I don't want to. We've got at least one elevator story, and I don't want them all to turn into elevator stories. But that there's one elevator in our building that is going to kill us. It's trapped me more than once.
It's been this way for a while. You've been nailed a couple of times.
It does this thing where the doors close and they won't open, and then it drops like a half a floor, and you have to sit there and wait for it to like reset. And Steve, like, whenever he's in there, it takes him about 3 seconds before he's peeing in one of the corners. It's like,
this is the pee corner.
You don't
people.
Have to set that up yet. We don't know how long we're going to be here.
Oh, okay.
We got inspired to talk about being trapped because somebody got trapped in a restaurant's grease vat.
Now, how and holy crap.
I think they were trespassing. They were trying to, I think they were probably trying to steal some stuff.
And the grease traps.
Yeah. Have you ever smelled a grease trap?
We used to work in another building where there was, you remember?
Yes.
Yes.
It would smell like actual poo. It smelled like sewage.
Maybe it was a combination of both.
I was told, I was like, there's raw sewage. And like, no, that's I don't want to say the name of the restaurant because I actually like the restaurant.
Yeah, me too.
But they were like, that's their grease trap. And I'm like, remind me not to order the fries.
Yes, because it was bad.
Trapped in there for 2 days.
2 days.
He was covered in soot. His body was greased up. He couldn't get any traction. So he just, he was arrested on suspicion of trespassing because they can think of no other reason why he might have.
Good call.
Might have been in there.
For 2 days. That's just nasty. That means they don't clean their grease traps.
Not very often. Okay. Clearly. Here's another group of people who were trapped. This is one of those things that I've been trapped on a ski lift.
Yes, you have. But you just kind of fell gently. You flew.
I did jump.
You're just like.
When you're towards the beginning or towards the end, usually towards the end, it's a lot easier to jump off because it starts to get closer to the ground.
Right.
And there's probably more powder at
there
the top.
You go. Soccer,
when you're at the bottom, everything's like groomed snow and you're just going to be landing on concrete.
Yeah, but you were lucky.
I was able to flip around and jump off the thing. But these people were trapped on a roller coaster.
Okay, not these. I hate these stories.
It was in Anhui, China. They got stuck upside down for a half hour when winds caused the roller coaster to stop in its tracks.
Upside down half an hour. Duh.
Why would winds? I'm sorry. If your roller coaster, who's going to flip me upside down, can be shut down by wind, I feel like maybe it's not.
By a breeze?
We had some gusting, so. Right?
Yeah, it's a good
point. Don't you want the safety standards of it? Isn't a roller coaster generating its own wind a little bit?
It might get affected.
Oh my God, the wind was a crosswind, so clearly. 18 people hanging upside down for a half hour.
Jeez, that's
six of them hurled.
Yeah, I see.
The six people that were ill had to be sent to a hospital. They were discharged later. You're probably sick because, I mean, all that blood in your head.
There's that. You know, and this is sad. If I was the one on the ground, I would probably start taking bets on who was going to start fighting.
Yeah, my money's on that one right there.
I know, right?
So I've been trapped. God, I've got a more trapped
story.
I've been trapped upside down for maybe a half hour. It's a long story, but you know that an airplane door hit me in the back and it screwed up my thoracic spine. So there was a while there where it was one of those moments where I just believed in an infomercial and I bought one of those inversion tables.
Oh,
you know, one where you strap your feet in.
It's
like an ironing board with feet rests. And
that's
then you like,
true.
You can like, and in the commercial, there's this 90-year-old guy who's like, I just get in it and he gets in it and he goes upside down and then he's just hanging there. And then he's like, and then when I'm done, he grabs a thing and he flips right back over. That's apparently an advanced maneuver because I strapped my feet in, got it upside down, and I couldn't get it flipped back over.
Oh, yeah, you're trapped and all the blood's rushing to your head.
Yes, and I'm alone in my apartment.
Oh, my God, how did you get out? What did you...
Eventually, my girlfriend showed up.
Dang.
And had to, like, grab my feet. And then you're dead weight, man. It's your whole weight.
You're
and
trying
then
to
pull
spin your
the
way.
Whole thing like a teeter-totter to get back underneath me.
We should have just, like, gone number one and then the weight, and you push the... It give you pressure, and you wouldn't that push you back? No?
I don't know what kind of stream you have. Are you picturing some sort of like rocket propulsion?
Yes, that type of would have gotten
you. Yeah,
that's
how it works, Steve.
So I want to know.
It might. Okay. But I don't think so.
Okay.
So I was stuck that way for a bit.
That sucks.
Let's see. A man who got stuck in mud for 4 hours because he was too embarrassed to call for help.
In mud? Like his whole, he was immersed?
He was apparently in the Changjiang River in China. Jeez. He was fishing.
You got sucked under by a...
Yeah. Took emergency service 7 hours to free him.
What? From the mud?
Yeah. He was trapped.
They were trying very hard.
He had a cell phone, but he was too embarrassed.
Oh, that's why he wouldn't call.
Yeah, he just didn't want anybody. So I don't know what he was thinking. I'll eventually, the mud will dry out and it'll be dirt. I don't
know.
Just
walk away.
It took people a long time. So basically what we want to do with this... This could be really good or could be really bad. We want to know where you got trapped. You get trapped in a bathroom. We've had elevator stories. There was a French woman who got stuck in an elevator for 3 days.
Get out.
She was found dehydrated but alive 3 days later.
Son of, Nasty.
What do you drink? Like, you obviously she's dehydrated, but then there's definitely a pee poo corner.
Yeah, there is.
And you got to hope you have like a granola bars.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So wherever you've been trapped, if a part of your body or your entire body's been trapped somewhere, we want to hear your trapped stories. Kim?
Yay.
Trapped.
I was a spelunking guide, which is where you take people through narrow, dark caves.
Yeah.
You have zero claustrophobia in your body, right?
No, I have no claustrophobia.
Oh my God, because I've thought about spelunking. When I was a kid, I would always look at stalactites and stalagmites on videos and
but
go...
But now that we're older?
Oh, no
I think
way.
I'd have claustrophobia
no
now.
No way,
yeah.
Man.
All right, yeah, so, the caves open up to really cool caverns.
Okay. Great. Okay. Doesn't help. Now you're just deeper in the mountain.
Right.
So you got trapped somewhere?
Well, the woman behind me that I was taking on the tour was slightly larger.
Oh.
She got stuck.
No.
And we couldn't pull her forward and we couldn't push her back. Oh. And there's no other exit.
Did anybody butter or grease or anything?
Yes. Oh my God.
You see that. No, you're
right. As a spelunker, bring the butter next time.
Okay. Well, we carry picks and hammers.
Oh,
well, cut her down to size one way or the other. Oh, the rock, my bad.
Right.
Yeah, so you put it in the rock at a certain place, and it took me about 2.5 hours to knock enough rock out to get her.
You did have to, like, chisel her out of her situation.
Yeah, and the people behind had to pull her, and she ended up getting some stitches on her arm because she was in that tight.
Whoa, did she had
because I'd be panicking that I'm never getting out of there.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like,
I'd be that
woman,
guy.
Suck it in.
Right. So did she have to hold?
Oh, we tried that.
She go to the bathroom at all? She held it for the 2.5 hours.
Maybe that would have helped.
I think that she relieved herself a couple times because she was very, very afraid.
Oh my God.
That would suck. Just,
do you still have that job? That job sucks.
former spelunker.
That was a college job.
Okay.
Wow. Dang. That is frightening. Thank you, Kim. Abby.
Yay.
Trapped.
I got trapped in my apartment complex's garbage room for 10 minutes.
Oh my God. Your whole 10 minutes of harrowing.
It is garbage, though. Yeah. You can be. Get killed.
How'd you get trapped in there?
There was no door handle on the inside.
Oh, that happens a lot. So you like then how then doesn't everybody get trapped or you have to like leave the like
no,
wedge the door?
Apparently like it fell off and I was the first person to notice and I had to go to my apartment complex's janitor or like the
superintendent?
Services. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it's called.
Oh, you just called him from the vault.
Hey, I'm just in the garbage room. It's been a harrowing 9 minutes if you could get down here.
I didn't have my phone in there, so I was banging on the door waiting for someone to find me.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Abby. I mean, there's those miners that just got found, like,
days
and days. And she's like, yes, I spent 10 minutes in a garbage room. Look, I'm not, your story was great.
No, it was.
She could have died. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of snack foods in there. It's also where they stored the food for the food bank of the Rockies in there. Also, it was the incinerator, so it was really warm. Like, there's nothing other than the smell of garbage for 10 home. I don't know. God. I am ruined. I'm you today.
You are. I don't know.
Katie?
Yay.
Trapped.
Yes, I got my mouth, or I was trapped on a faucet. I got my mouth hooked on a faucet and the fire department.
How?
What?
Oh, my God. And that's when we lost her.
Katie, are you there? She's probably wearing braces.
It had to be braces. Yeah. All right, let's come up with our theories.
And then she had until they show up. Oh my God.
Yeah. Let's just go with that theory. She was trapped on a faucet for 7 minutes. No!
That's a long time. Yeah. Could you hold your... I don't know.
Yes, I could, Steve. Like spelunking with a fat lady versus... Okay. Faye?
Yay.
Yay. Trapped.
Yeah, I was ponying 9 horses down a mountain. They were all strung together, and they started fighting. And next thing I knew, 2 passed on either side of me and slammed into me. And the others all milled around them and had me and my horse trapped in the middle of them on a steep hill in a rainstorm.
They basically did a strike.
Oh, Yeah.
They just got around you and like, all right, now what? Okay.
Yeah, they were kicking and fighting, and I didn't have my knife on me to cut any ropes. And I finally was able, after about 15 minutes, was able to reach across one of them and untie a rope and turn them all loose. But the initial impact was so hard, it ripped one of the blankets out from underneath the saddle.
Oh, geez.
Trapped by horses.
Okay, now that's awesome. Wicked.
Eric?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Eric, man. Trapped.
It was not my story exactly, but one of my friends was actually trapped in an elevator with a guy that took upon him in the Middle East, where he put his arm between the doors of an elevator when someone was coming up. And the elevators in the Middle East were not really the best in terms.
Okay.
So it caught his arm, and the elevator went up, and it got snapped, and it had an open fracture, so there was blood going inside and outside the doors.
Jesus.
Then it took about 3 hours for people to actually get him out.
What the heck?
So he's trapped with his arm in the elevator, bleeding out into the elevator shaft, essentially.
Yeah, they had some medical people, because we're in the military, so they at least made sure blood wasn't rushing to it or seeping out. But that's the main reason why I never even close or put my hand in front of that door anymore.
Well, I would take the stairs.
I am just
in the Middle East. I've never
taken sedentary. Steve is like, is there stairs around here?
I know. Right?
I know it's hot here, but it's a dry heat.
Exactly.
I'm taking the stairs.
Dang.
That is awful, Eric. Oh. Thank you for the story, Curran.
Yes.
Trapped.
Okay, so I was actually trapped in the dorm room in my college. A couple of us were hanging out, and the guys had been, you know, messing with the doorknob, and the locking mechanism got stuck.
Ugh.
And so one of them went to go to the bathroom, shut the door behind them, and then we couldn't get in or out.
Ooh.
But at least you're in your dorm room. Do you have a mini fridge that has some sort of wine cooler in it?
We did, but at that point, I really had to go to the bathroom.
There you go. You never had to before, but the second you know you're trapped, you got to go.
Drink the wine cooler, then you have an empty bottle. This is so easy. I know how to do this. Just keep drinking more alcohol and using the empty bottle for your urine.
Oh, yeah, that would be absolutely lovely. But
you can hover.
The way we were trying to get out was this little window at the bottom of the door that had these slats in it. And so we were literally like clawing at them, trying to get it open, because we were like, oh, it's just big enough for us to squeeze through.
Oh, my Lord. That is frightening. That you eventually sucks. Somebody freed you and you got to pee in peace?
Yeah, I think someone ended up getting a screwdriver and like literally took the doorknob off the door.
There so you go.
See, my answer was the same, right. Just vodka and orange juice kind of screwdriver. But Slacker and Steve.